to want to make a, well, I do. I prefer to make a habit out of this, but, you know, Sheriff Chip Simmons is here, and 2 weeks in a row going into the summer when it's fairly non-eventful? Is that an acceptable cop way of saying it? Because I know you don't, you just don't like that Q word, but you
good,
know.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chip. Welcome back, sir.
Scammy
Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with me. Sir. Welcome back to the
there
show.
There you go. Now
Does that
we're
make
talking.
You feel better?
Now we're talking.
All right.
What's going on? So for your listeners' pleasure, we typically, before we start, we say what we got going on. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's been kind of a slow weekend, and to your point, we had a couple of small things, but what we call them is anything serious. And fortunately, we have we've been doing pretty well the last couple weeks.
That's good. I mean, the highlights. Can I start with the one that I shouldn't have found this as entertaining as I did, but the great hair fight of 2026 outside of what, Chaser's Lounge? Is that what it was?
I haven't seen the report. People send me videos all the time what they see. And you got to look and see, because most time
it's hard to tell
somewhere else.
Yeah,
they're wondering what's going on. But in that particular case, it looks like our deputy was there, there was a rather large fight. I'm going to look into it as soon as I step into the
office. Looked like a few dozen people at least on the outside, 50 to 100. But then maybe a dozen or two dozen girls were all fighting with each other. And the reason I call it the Great Hair Fight is because you could see in at least one fairly vivid scene where the deputy went to apprehend one of the girls who was running away. Grabbed her by the hair. Well, the hair was not, let's just say, permanently attached.
Right.
And then afterwards, several people were picking up their hair. Like, that's what came off in the fight with these girls. So,
yeah, I think that's kind of where we're at. All I saw was the video. That probably the same one that, or pieces of the video
pieces of
that
it, yeah,
you've
yeah.
seen. I don't know that I have time to view
all of
the
them.
Videos.
Yeah.
But it looked like he was trying to keep her from engaging in a fight, trying to break up a fight like we do oftentimes. But I'm going to see if there's some clear body camera footage that we can tell.
Well, it's a hard thing. He's probably working security detail, extra duty.
Or he was the first one there, right?
Right. And, there's a fracas and, gets out of hand a little bit. And what do you do when you're one police officer trying to control a crowd of people who are, thankfully they're not attacking him, but they're still attacking each other, and it's hard for one person to handle that, right?
Yeah, it's about patience. He certainly showed patience with that one girl. But again, we're gonna take
look
a look at it,
okay,
from a bunch of different angles.
We had a guy using fake money to buy stuff in Cantonment. Is that right?
Well, he tried to get some money and walked into the credit union over there on Gulf Winds Credit Union on 9 Mile Road. And he gave her $200 bills, trying to get some real currency. This really makes little to no sense, but the money itself said is copy play money. It's clearly movie prop type money. And whenever she said no, the lady that worked there said no, this is not real money. He said, well, I got some more, and then he gave her more prop money. he's not overly smart. Anyways, we collected 12 fake bills and into evidence, and he is charged with the counterfeit money. We don't see counterfeiting as much as we used to, which is odd because there's so many. I say it's odd. I find it odd because there's so many high quality
the technology
printers,
yeah,
and you can get almost any different kind of paper you want. But I guess that's why the government continues to change their money and have these things embedded in them. And apparently, it's difficult to get that exact paper.
Yeah. Do you think that it's the anti-counterfeiting technology is so good, everything from the cloth that they're made out of to the little inserts and the reflective and the hologram. Like, is the anti-counterfeiting stuff so effective? Or, I'm not sure I can come up with any other explanation because, as you said, the printing technology is widely available. You can print anything these days. If you could find the fabric, to make them, you could probably do it.
It's technology is we don't do as much cash.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, too. Not as much cash transactions. Also, I suppose there could be something, the idea that, well, it's so good, we don't find it. it seems less likely,
The people that deal with money all the time, they know the feel really quickly. Anyone that's ever worked at a register of any type, you're at a bank, then you can easily, you hold up to the light, they mark little things with it. But most of them can tell just by the feel that this isn't.
I wonder how much of that, I'm just kind of musing, but I wonder how much of that knowledge of real versus fake has faded, mm-hmm, because people are doing digital transactions so much. I remember being a cashier and, you know, back when it was basically all cash.
Back when it was cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember that if somebody would come in and pay with a bill, even if it was an old bill, if it was like from the 30s or the 40s or, you know, it was in, a, you know, you notice instantly. And so anything that was off, anything that was, you know, incorrect, you notice instantly. Why? Because, you know, it's the old adage, that, you know, how do you train people to spot fake bills? We'll train them on millions of real bills, right? That's how you learn.
Right.
But if you're not encountering that many real bills, maybe you don't have the basic discernment to catch the fake ones. But you're right. I mean, people, cashiers, anybody else, you know, they see it, right?
Yeah, they still have money in their drawers.
Absolutely.
They still check it. I do remember a story about, wasn't there a foreign country? And one of your listeners probably can call in or text in, that they had billions of dollars in fake currency. And the thought there was they were going to put that in the United States economy.
Destabilize our
money.
Somebody here sent me a suggestion. They said, isn't it probably more profitable and easier just to scam people digitally than to invest in counterfeiting these days?
Yeah, oh,
probably
I don't know if it's more, but it sure seems like we're having a lot more frauds and a lot more of the digital type of crimes than we do just the hand-to-hand stuff.
You had an incident that I suppose you could call it a double shooting, but that's probably not a fair description given how the outcome looked in Cantonment and Pleasant Valley Drive, right?
Yeah, more of a double hitting, I guess, hit by bullets. You know, how many times we talk about weapons and you can open carry and concealed carry? And you just got to be careful when, you know, when we caution people to understand what they've got and how dangerous it can be and never point the firearm, which is the first thing you understand, right? Never point the fire at anyone.
Every gun is loaded. Never point it at a person unless you're willing to kill them. Right.
Exactly. And really, the number one rule is don't point it at anyone. Even if it's loaded, you're not going to hit anyone. You're right. And, of course, this happens. And we get probably an accidental shooting probably once every 2 weeks, which is a lot, which is too much. And in this particular case, a guy was cleaning his gun, ended up hitting himself, and I think the person sitting next to them, non-life-threatening injuries, fortunately. But the deputy determined at the scene that it was an accident, and while they obviously didn't do the right amount of care, there was no children involved.
Yeah.
So
how do you shoot two people cleaning your gun?
Well, I mean, if you hit the finger, it doesn't really stop around too
well. All right.
And if you're sitting next to each other, kind of showing people how cool your gun is.
Yeah, I guess some people in an actual gunfight miss 10 times, and one guy's cleaning and he shoots two people. To say,
That's in the movies. They certainly miss them.
That's unusual success level. We got graduations are going on, and you don't really work security so much for those. That's PPD, typically at the base center. But you always want to make sure that after parties don't get out of hand, right?
Well, you know, we, during the summer months, really throughout the calendar year, we look at different things where we might want to ramp up our impact or our resources. We did that for the Memorial Day weekend. We're going to do it again 4th of July at the beach, and we talked a lot about that. So we'll do the same thing at the beach, knowing historically kids will, when they graduate, they'll want to hang out somewhere, and if they hang out at the beach, then we want to make sure that we have some extra staffing up there. But we had some conversations, not just the beach, by the way, just in general, you know, at the locations or where teens or recent graduates, 18-year-olds, might try to congregate.
Anything over the weekend with Memorial Day? Any, you know, down Portofino area? Anything that you guys had to deal with?
I did not get a single text.
Wow,
I didn't get a single complaint.
Take it.
I didn't get a single. I'm not saying a report didn't come. We probably made some minor stuff, but I didn't get anything regarding the beaches were crowded. I know it rained a lot yesterday, but Saturday and Sunday it seemed like it was pretty good. Certainly Sunday was a really good beach day.
I actually, on Saturday, I was with some people, and one of them was talking about going to the beach and wanted to know how the traffic was, and I had pulled it up, and it was like 11, and it was green all the way to the beach. And I thought, it must be people are scared because they perceive it to be a high traffic day, and so they're avoiding going to the beach, or at least avoiding going at that particular time. I'm like, well, now's the time to go.
Or the weather. Sometimes it's raining at your house, and it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, you
know,
that's true.
It may not be worth it, but you know, as you know, you've reported it a lot also, that the beach is as busy as it's ever been.
Yeah, so,
We're gearing up for a good summer.
You had an IED call last week, right? The bomb squad, I guess you call them that. Is it such a thing? Is that the right way to describe it? Had to go out to an alleged IED?
Yeah, I think it's Hurlburt Field, whatever they called themselves, EOD.
Oh, you called it in from Hurlburt? Yeah. Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, but we don't have one.
Okay.
So we call them, and they're always good to come and help us out. And as always, it's not a real bomb. It's a dummies or flares or something like that. And I believe that was the case in this situation as well. We always encourage people to not touch them because you never know.
Yeah,
that some of this ordnance, as they call it, could
where was this at? Live.
I don't know.
Exactly or the, where it was. Do you remember like no, what did it remember. Look like? I know the one at PSC. We never kind of got a lot of details about that one, but I guess it was sort of looked like fake dynamite or something. But do we know anything about this one particularly?
I understood it was like containers full of liquid or different things. So everyone just thought, let's just double check to make sure this is not explosive material.
And it turned out to be nothing, just
and
leftovers.
It turned out to not be. You know, they took it and they're gonna dispose of it somehow.
Right. Very good. Anything else you want to let people know about going on right now, Chip?
No, we're gearing up for the summertime. We want to make sure people understand. Behave yourself and be patient.
I like that. Chip Simmons, he's the Escambia County Sheriff, as always, joins me on a Tuesday to talk about what's going on in Escambia County. Sir, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.